Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Wednesday, Titans training camp. The joint practice with Seattle is now officially underway, and it looks like they're all huddling up. Is that the is it the listen, guys, this is hot out here. It's gonna be a great practice, but I don't want any funny business.
Exactly what it is, and then
no kerfuffles. Whatever.
I will tell you, and Chase, you know that I love old school National Football League. The Seahawks quarterbacks are wearing the throwback Seahawks jerseys from the 70s and 80s, and it looks quite awesome.
Are they really?
It looks quite awesome, yeah. The Seahawks are all dressed in white in their neon pants, whatever. But the quarterbacks are wearing the throwbacks, and it's fantastic. Geno Smith looks fantastic in those throwbacks today.
Yeah, when he noticed that, Joe got giddy, just so you know.
Yeah,
so
that was really cool. So there's the horn underway, baby.
So after our conversation with Nick Holtz, Titans offensive coordinator, and this was, I asked the question of kind of the dynamic, how it all works with Brian Callahan calling the play. So let's hear that first, and then I got a question for you.
Okay.
I got done with the game, and my wife's like, God, you look tired. And I'm like, yeah, I just talked for 3.5 straight hours all the way through. So I pretty much am either talking directly to Brian, or I kind of narrate what's happening. Hey, they're getting – Savy's down here. He should go the other way, whatever. This is – and just kind of, because when you're upstairs, you do have the best view of kind of all the moving pieces and things like that. So that's kind of been my role on Saturday. But I thought the one thing that was great for us is our process offensively, and even as a team, I thought those first preseason games, you want to see the substitutions get in and out, the play calls get in and out, the guys get up. You know, there was not a lot of guys running around kind of looking lost. I thought our tempo in and out was good. Those kind of things of just the mechanics of the offense and the play calling. And I thought it went really well for our first time as a group. And it'll get better as we go. But, you know, just that process for us was we were happy with.
All right. So that was Nick Holtz earlier. You've been very steadfast on he's the offensive coordinator, but he didn't call the plays.
Correct.
Offensive coordinator calls the plays. And I know you're not going to really change your stance on that. But after that conversation with him, has it kind of educated you on exactly what's going on here?
He is like Dr. Evil had a number two. He's number two.
Yeah.
And I say that tongue in cheek. You're still not calling the plays.
Sure.
Right? So you are just sending recommendations to Callahan. And he ultimately said Brian's going to call the plays. Brian's going to determine this and that. Brian, you know, when Brian has to go talk to Denard about something, I'm basically, this is old school. He went Alexander Haig on us. Yeah. I'm in control. It starts and stops with me right here. And then when Reagan comes back, all that.
Yeah.
So we said it. But he's basically, he doesn't coach a position, which was eye-opening to me, Chase. I think he's a great coach. I think he's a great guy.
But he's working a lot with Will Levis.
He's worked, but so is the quarterback coach.
Sure.
And he's basically Brian Callahan's, I'm not going to say yes, man. I'm going to say he's Brian Callahan's
go-to guy.
Bounce off man.
Yeah. But, I mean.
Hey, we're thinking about this. We're thinking about that.
Right. But I think that's important. I think especially now in today's league, you kind of need that.
I just, again, the problem with coordinator has always been you're calling something, and he's not calling anything. He's recommending plays to go that way. That's my biggest beef with this.
Right.
There's not a title called, hey, best friend position, which it should be, right?
I mean, well, that's you.
You could do that. But, look, as long as Will Levis is getting information, makes the plays, everybody's on the same page, and they're not feeding him two different versions of something, then it's fine. Then it's go. I mean, I think we see this more and more. Head coaches need guys they can relate to, guys they can – hopefully Nick Holtz is honest with him about assessment of a lot of things. If that's the case, fantastic. I still get a problem being called coordinator.
Okay. Well, and I mean, that's something that I just think you're going to have to deal with.
Thanks. It's like calling me the boss, but I've got no powers.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah, so it's one of those things, man. But it's, look, as long as they're good, and he, you know, he spoke glowingly about Will Levis and his understanding of the game, which is great.
Yeah, and I think the relationship that he and Brian Callahan have is going to be beneficial because, you know, as Callahan goes through this, you know, his first year as head coach, he's going to need people like Nick Holtz, his father, you know, that he can trust and can kind of help guide him through and be through this, you know, on this journey with him. So I think that's where it'll be good.
Yeah, and he is up in the booth, which people are like, oh, why does that matter? It matters. I mean, he's got a bird's eye view of things that are going on. I mean, on the ground level, if you're Brian Callahan, you can't tell if the safety is creeping up from 14 yards to 9 when there's so many things that are going on here and there. And, you know, and Nick Holtz can see that and feel that out and say, here's a tendency that they're doing there. Basically, he's your eye in the sky for all that. So it was good. And I really like what Nick Holtz said about wanting to get out of Will Levis these next 2 days. More mental than anything. Because they haven't game planned.
Right.
Because we're expecting a 4-man front. Next thing you know, there's a 3-man front. And they're blitzing from the corners. I mean, who knows what's going to happen out there. So, mentally, yes.
615-737-1025. We've obviously had an action-packed first hour
we have,
on the
pal.
Show. So, we haven't been able to really interact with the audience much. You can weigh in at presented by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. As we're out at Titans training camp today, there's a lot of people here too, which is good, you know, to kind of watch this joint practice. Dylan said he is coordinating the collection of offensive plays to Brian Callahan.
Yeah. I mean, I said you're a psychiatrist. I mean, you're getting notes from everywhere and putting them together and handing them out to, you know, your client to say, like, here's what we got going, here's what you're doing good, here's what we need to work on. And he laughed about that, so that's good. And also, we'll continue the conversation about, does the NFL have a star problem?
Well, let's do that. 615-737-1025, because John's answer basically confirmed what you were thinking.
Yeah, outside the quarterbacks and basically Patrick Mahomes,
yeah,
there are no stars. And you get the Lamar Jackson in there, I get that. There are no stars in the superstars in the National Football League.
I mean, there are stars, but, like, household names, superstars like Derek Mason, that you just don't have that anymore.
You don't. You really don't. And you would know guys, even offensive linemen. What's up, Jim? Yeah, you'd know offensive linemen. You would know defensive linemen. You would know all these. And now you don't know them. It's because Mahomes is dominating so much of the entertainment landscape that we don't know other guys. I don't know. And he also had a good point about with Manning and Brady being gone and people not liking Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you see it. And I'm telling you, man, I think there's a problem with that.
Here's what's telling. You look at Titans practice right now. I've already seen 3 or 4. The biggest star for the Titans isn't even on the Titans anymore.
Right.
Like, it's still Derrick Henry.
It is.
Now.
For us here.
Yeah, right. Now, I think by default, because of the position – and that, you know, it was SEC, now he's got the helmets thing, it's Will Levis. But it's still going to take some time because he's played 9 games in the National Football League.
Yeah. Oh, I totally agree.
But I think he's the – if you ask the question, who's the biggest star on the Titans right now, people are going to say Levis just because he's the quarterback.
Quarterback, you're exactly right. Yeah, and then other than that, that's it. But that's, you know, we've always lived in this bubble of Nashville of – not getting the national media coming down on us. You know, and, you know, McNair and Eddie and Derek, to an extent,
yeah,
kind of opened that up a little bit. But once those guys were gone, there was never – it took a while for the team to get back up on the kind of the national landscape. And then Derrick Henry did that. And 19 kind of did that. But still, there was not a lot of people talking about that. But as far as superstars across the league, man, it's outside quarterbacks, there's not one.
But you could – you know, the thing is, though, with those Titans teams, like, even nationally, like, people knew Steve, people knew Eddie, people knew Derek, people knew Bruce. I mean, who else stood out?
That's about it.
Curse. Probably Curse. For a minute.
Curse, yeah.
Frank Wycheck.
I mean, so there were definitely more. Wycheck, yeah.
Because they were winning games.
Right.
You know, winning helps
so much.
They're
playing on national TV.
Winning helps so much that what you're doing, and it was brand new. I mean, the city just Loved it. Now, you know, you're going into what they should appear in 97. So now it's 24. It's the 28th season going forward. And you want to see, you know, I mean, obviously a Super Bowl and getting the playoffs and winning things happen is part of what you want to build, the culture you want to build. Until that really happens, and boom. I mean, take Seattle, Chase, for example. I mean, they won a Super Bowl. Should have won it in 14 had they not screwed up with all that. There's not a single guy left. I know turnover's high, but from that team, and, you know, it's a team that's kind of stuck in the same mode that the Titans are, except Seattle has been to three Super Bowls, and Titans have only been to one.
Skyler says, Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill, Christian McCaffrey, Travis Kelce, T.J. Watt, Myles Garrett, they have the star power. Nick Bosa, George Kittle, Mike says.
Nah. George
Kittle. Yeah.
Nah.
No, I think Kittle.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't. I don't think he's.
I think, but here's the part of it. I think guys like Kittle are having more star power off the football field because his career, he's on the back nine of his career.
Okay.
You know, as a player, he's hurt a lot. And, you know, I mean, I know he had a good year. He still has good years, but maybe not like they were 5-6 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, I get the new receiver, but you talk about, you know, John McClain had a great point about the new receivers. It's like, hey, they're making all this money, but do you really like them? I mean, off the field as far as promoting, I don't know. That was a question I had. Again, when I was looking at the Seattle roster last night, we're in the National Football League, of things that are going on, I was like, man, I'm not sure I know this or know that.
615-737-1025. What do you think? Does the NFL have a star problem outside of a handful? 615-737-1025. We're live at Titans training camp. We will take your calls, texts on that, and much more coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, 1025-1063. Big game. Big Joe, 1025-1063, the game. Jesse's girl, it's a great one. We're out here at Titans training camp. Hey, Indy racing fans, the Big Machine Indy Show Car will be on display this Friday at Soar Adventure Tower in Franklin. You can come check it out this Friday from 6 to 8. And while you're there, register to win tickets to the Big Machine Music City Grand Prix. Practice is underway between the Seahawks and the two-tone blue Tennessee Titans. Got a lot of people out here. Got the quarterbacks in front of us. But we've struck a nerve with the people, and I figured we would on this topic.
I didn't set out to strike a nerve. I'm just curious, man.
Does the NFL have a star problem? Now, I think they have stars. Don't get me wrong. Like Josh says, lists out a bunch. Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Ramsey, Travis Kelce, George Kittle, the Bosas, T.J. Watt, Devontae Adams. What are y'all talking about? There are plenty of non-quarterback stars.
Nope.
Y'all think there is a star problem because it's not players from the 20th century or the early 2000s. There are star players. That's not what we're saying. I know there are star players. But, again, are there the superstars like maybe you saw way back when? Are there more superstars,
yes,
I guess?
Do non-football people know them?
Right.
I mean, non-football people do not know who the Bosas are. Do not know who the – and I like – and tell me, you know, what I thought you were appealing to? BS. NFL is trying to appeal to everyone.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, superstar problem. Outside quarterbacks, there is a problem. You don't see the Bosas in these commercials. You don't see T.J. Watt. And I – though they're a star. Nobody's going to
– see T.J. Watt.
Nobody's going to do a commercial with Tyreek Hill. Nobody's going to do a commercial with him.
Pampers might. Toys R Us.
Oh, shoot that thing. Man. Dr. Crane, flag that one. Please use that in a promo tonight.
That was gold.
I like to see that in a promo before the top of the hour.
Thank you.
That was good.
But, no, like, and it's the airport test. If the guys that, you know, I just read off, or walking through the airport, does Joe Schmo, not necessarily Johnny NFL fan, does Joe Schmo know who they are?
No,
that's my question.
That's a great question.
If Tyreek Hill was walking through the airport, you might know who he is because he'd have all his kids with him. But,
he's got 18 baby
kids. But if Tyreek Hill was walking, or Justin Jefferson was walking through the airport, would the average individual look and go, that's Justin Jefferson?
That's a great point, man. That is a great point.
Like if Tom Brady or Peyton Manning
or Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes, that would be instant. I get it because it's the quarterback part of that, but go outside quarterbacks. Nobody knows who Justin Jefferson is. John talked about it earlier. They get these massive contracts. It doesn't mean that people like you. I mean, outside Minnesota, they probably like him, and Jamar Chase and Steady, but those aren't superstars. Those aren't guys who off the field are like, wow, or really just like, my goodness, I see this, I see that, I see what they're doing, I see what they're promoting. You don't see that anymore. So I was just curious about, does the NFL have a star problem commercially?
Wes in Clarksville makes a good point. You know who the biggest star in the NFL last year was?
Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
It's the truth. Well, she was on TV than most of the players, more than most of the players. Ron says the 90s had more star power than you can imagine. Today's players are more worried about media and money and think it's because the game has changed so many ways. Penalties, the way they tackle and injuries, is just different. This is definitely a different game. There's no doubt.
Oh, it's completely different. And that's it's even different from 2011. The lockout changed a lot of things, man.
Yeah.
We had John McClain early. If you missed a John McClain spot at 9:30, you got to listen. It's so fantastic. He talked about in the old days, if you got in trouble during practice and you got into a fight, they make you run. Just go run. He said, now if you do that, the union's going to step in. Hey, hold on now. It's completely changed, and it's frustrating to a large part because we grew up on headhunters and guys that knocked your block off. Again, football is a violent sport. Please understand that, right?
Sure.
And it's never been as safe as it is right now. We talk about the helmets and the pads and how people are tackling different. It's never been as safe as it is right now. It's just a different mindset for players who are coming out here because a lot of them grew up playing 7-on-7, flag football. A lot of them then get their head knocked off.
Right.
It's just a different game.
Bob wants to weigh in. You can call or text 615-737-1025, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Bob, what's up?
Hey, guys. Y'all talking about star power? I don't think it's the NFL. I think it's serious sports. I think it comes back to marketing. I mean, that's one reason Shaq and Peyton, everybody are so famous, and Jordan, because they're great marketers. Marketing things. I mean, outside, you know, you said Patrick Mahomes, the NBA, you got LeBron, maybe one or two others people might recognize. Major League Baseball, I can't think of too many. Hockey, I can't think of too many. Soccer, you got Messi. Outside of that, you only have a couple of people in every sport. The ones that are actually most recognizable are the Olympians. And those are the ones. But if you don't have a marketing plan, put you on commercials or doing something like that on TV, no one's going to know who you are out if they don't want to follow the sport.
That's a good point,
fair
Bob.
Fair point. Thanks, Bob.
And that goes to the larger point is that, you know, are you a star on the field? Or has it going to translate off the field to what you do? So, is that Michael Irvin?
Where?
In the hat right there?
I think that's Keith Bullock.
Is it? I just saw the backside of it.
Okay. Yeah. You might be right. Wait a minute.
He's walking with security. I don't know. Anyway, okay. It'd be kind of cool if it was.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's not.
Talk about star power.
Yeah. Don't let it dominate your day. I'm just, you know, but he's right across.
That is Michael Irvin.
It is?
Yep.
I'm telling you, man. Now, this makes me mad. When was the last time I was wrong about anything?
84.
And what was that?
Mondale.
I was Walter Mondale in 84. That's the last time I was wrong. So, thank you. Like, you're all smiles now.
Well, because I'm watching Jared walk around.
it's Irvin, the playmaker, you know? And that's the – oh, and he said Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey is not a star.
No.
That Jalen went out Ramsey's a long a time ago. After I watched DeAndre Hopkins just abuse him on Monday Night Football, it's pretty embarrassing.
Yeah. I don't think so. I mean, look, it is a – interesting subject, and I think he's right about all sports. And John brought up the Olympian part too. I mean, right now, especially since we're fresh off the Olympics, like Simone Biles is probably the most popular athlete in any sport
right now.
Right now,
yeah. No, I disagree.
Okay, who?
Mahomes.
I don't know. I don't think so. I think
you're in love with Simone right now because Olympics, and
sure,
she's worth every second of attention and everything that goes on. But staying power, it's Mahomes.
Yeah.
Right now.
Staying power, yeah.
Now, if they win the Super Bowl, remember, no team has ever three-peated in the National Football League for a Super Bowl, ever. So that is their goal this year to do that. And if he gets that, I mean, he becomes quite possibly the biggest star the National Football League's ever seen.
Isn't that crazy to think about? Like, that's never happened. In the history of the NFL, it's never happened. Basketball, it's happened several times. Hockey, it's happened. Baseball?
Yankees did it in 98, 99, and 2000.
Yep.
I don't know. Maybe there were some teams back in the 50s, 60s that did that as well. Maybe the A's did it, or the Yankees did it back way long time ago. But that's the thing. You know, last year with the Chiefs, Chase, when they got the regular season, the Chiefs were pedestrian.
Oh, I know.
Because they knew that it only matters when they get to the playoffs. And they got to the playoffs, and they went on the road to Buffalo, went on the road to Baltimore, went on the road to Vegas and won the Super Bowl. And then they got that. So now their goal now is to get to win three Super Bowls in a row, which will be cement that as the greatest football franchise ever, if you can get knocked three out.
6558 says, Stillman said no commercials, no stars allowed. By the way, I was right that he spent over an hour on the Will Levis Manners thing yesterday.
We spent, 30 seconds? We loved it and went forward with that? I don't know.
Josh says, oh, yeah, here we go. More people saying the 90s were the best, so it was so great when these players weren't alive. Got it. Well, it was. It was a different era. And it says, I'll tell you this. My non-sports fans know who John Morant is. Hope he stays healthy next year. I think they'll be good.
I totally disagree. I can walk around and ask people John Morant, and 90% will know who he is. Now, if you go down and ask people Kobe Bryant, every single person here knows who he is. On and on and on. Got to win. You can't be a knucklehead off the court and do that. You got to win and get things going on.
I just think, like, oh, who's that? To your point, that was Levis that threw that. To your point, you know, Mahomes has that kind of star power that maybe not to the same level, but he can at least be in the category of LeBron, Tiger. You know, at his prime.
Right.
Serena Williams, Dale Earnhardt Jr.
All that, yeah. By the way, Treylon Burks just smoked some Seahawks DB and left him about 7 yards behind. He caught a bomb in the end zone.
Love to see that.
That was amazing. Here's Ridley. That's a hold. Yeah. So they're now, the Seahawks and the Titans, the joint practice of starting. We're watching one-on-ones now between the receivers and DBs.
Yeah.
And Burks has smoked some dude. That was really good to watch.
And who is that Ridley was going? Rick Woolen?
Yeah, Rick likes to touch. Rick had his hands all over. Ridley was wide open. Ridley beat him off the ball. And this, you know, this isn't 90% offense is going to win this drill kind of thing because yet the quarterbacks have a certain time to throw the ball.
Oh, that was
who
nice.
Who threw that?
That would have
Malik Willis?
That was
Willis. That was nice.
Yeah, and that was to Jaquan Jackson.
Ah, good turnaround to get it done.
I like him.
There's NWI. They're smoking these DBs.
I didn't caught that touchdown. By the way, if you look at the Seahawks jersey, do you notice the patch? The Amazon patch? AWS?
Where is it?
It's on the just right on the front. Just wait till they turn around.
Okay.
But you can see it. Again, practice underway. They've now joined up, see, as they jog back here.
Oh, wow. Why is that? Does Amazon own the Seahawks?
I don't know. I don't know what that's AWS. I don't know what the relationship is there with that or what.
I just got a handshake from former All-Pro Detroit Lions punter Jim Arnold.
Oh, wow.
All pro. Played with Barry Sanders.
That's all. We had him on.
We did have him on when the Lions went to the NFC Championship game last year.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
For sure. Again, live at Titans training camp. We'll have much more coming up next here on the Chasing Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. 102.5, 106.3 The Game, live at Titans training camp as the drills are underway between the Seahawks and the Tennessee Titans. And you talk about star power, our own D-Mace, Derek Mason. I looked over and I said to you, and Mike Keith walked by, and I was like, who is that Derek's talking to? Like, it's like you saw his face, and you just kind of knew that
Yep.
looked familiar. Fred Taylor. How about that?
Pretty good running back, huh?
He did all right.
Dirksen. Remember that time I ran that punt return back against you guys in the 99 AFC Championship game and knocked you guys out of the Super Bowl?
I do. Yeah. We all do around here. That is for sure.
I'm going to tell you, because fans right here, we can talk about it. I don't care. Will Levis so far looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Titans receivers look pretty good in these one-on-one drills. Titans DBs, yeah. Again, this is a heavy, heavy favor to the offense.
Sure.
On these drills. But, hey, look, you know, you got to do it. You got to make it happen. And they did.
I mean, how good are the Seahawks? That's what I don't know.
Weren't they 9-8 last year?
Something like that. But, I mean, they got a new coach. You know, Pete Carroll's gone. I guess he's an advisor or whatever they demoted him to. But, you know, Geno's been obviously serviceable.
Yeah.
But how good are they? They're certainly not the same Seahawks that we remember, you know, from 7, 8, 9 years ago.
Oh, I totally agree. And I haven't seen DK Metcalf out there, but
I haven't either.
Went to the other side over there, so I'm not sure that he's going to be here or not. But
definitely a large crowd here to watch this, these joint practices. So pretty cool to see. 615-737-1025. Ben has a question on the Titans. Ben,
hey,
what's up?
How are you guys?
Good.
Well, first off, I want to say, Chase, my fiance at the restaurant, she said you were super awesome. So,
that was yesterday.
My question is, what's that?
That was yesterday. That's awesome.
Yeah. And so my question is, I'm a huge video game fan, specifically football. And I downloaded Madden, the new Madden, and I think they did Will Levis a little dirty with his overall. I mean, I saw, I think, 3 or 4 rookie quarterbacks that had a better rating than him. Quarterbacks that don't deserve better ratings than him, like Daniel Jones had a better rating. And so I want to know, like, what are our realistic expectations for Will Levis this year?
Okay, that's a great question. Thanks for calling in, Ben. Yeah, they did.
That's a good question.
They did underrate him, I think. I think your realistic expectations for Will Levis would be 20, or if he went 30 touchdowns and like 17 picks.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you feel good about that?
Didn't we do, like, we want him to have the same stats Favre had his second year?
Yeah, maybe.
Right around. Look, had they not signed Boyd and Ridley and gone with the receivers they had, I was going to say he 2-15, he ain't coming back.
They have definitely built the offense, you know, around him.
But watching Ridley smoke the Titans DBs in practice, watch him out here already smoking the Seahawks DBs. So you've got a great asset in Ridley. Hopkins, is, we know what he can do. You get all these weapons now as a quarterback. Just don't screw it up.
Yeah.
And we talked earlier to Nick Holtz, offensive coordinator, about his scrambling. And remember, he's like, we told him one thing don't do on Saturday is run. Slide, whatever you do. And he did it. And he goes, we got to kind of rein that back in a little bit. But you have these options now. Work with them. And it's a plate, man. It's a blank canvas that you can work and do great things on. And I think he can get it done. Look, I like his moxie. I like his confidence. He's got a hell of an arm. He'll get there.
Favre, in his second year, which was with Green Bay, first year with Green Bay, 8-5-0. 18 touchdowns, 13 interceptions.
Was that the 93 season?
The 93 season, he threw 19 touchdowns, 24 interceptions.
Eesh.
The 94 season, 33 touchdowns, 14 interceptions.
Well, he finally got it. But he also had Sterling Sharp, and that was your best friend to go that way. So, if you told me he goes 20-20, will you take that?
Yeah.
And 3,000 yards?
Take that.
20
touchdowns. I think he'll ever over 3,000 yards.
Yeah.
Way over 3,000 yards.
I think you'd take that right now. And look, he's got a staff that believes in him. And you had a good point the other day, which we didn't really get into. I'm with you. I don't think Vrabel liked him.
Yeah, I don't. There was something weird there. Yeah, there was just something weird there.
So now you got a staff who really likes you.
I don't think Vrabel really wanted to bench Tannehill, but he knew he didn't really have a choice.
Yeah.
What? That's, you know, that's kind of how I read it.
I can see that with you. All that. So, look, now you got to let it play out. Let it play out. See how he does. He's got a whole year to do this. Who knows? I mean, he could just be better than we thought. He could be worse than we thought. But it's all going to work itself out on the game throughout the season, first game against Chicago, and go from there. So I dig it, man.
Here's what I'll say, too, about interceptions, that everybody gets, you know, all bent out of shape about interceptions. There's no such thing as a good interception, per se, but there are things as, you know, hey, you're trying to drive downfield, you're throwing the ball more, this offense is going to throw the ball more. If he's, you know, throwing the ball, trying to get it to this receiving core, and a DB just makes a great play, then sometimes that just happens.
Right.
Now, some of them are on him. Some of them are not on him. And that's where you kind of have to look at, you know, you got to look at it that way, because not all interceptions are created equal. And people just have to keep that in mind.
Yeah, you are correct on that. And again, you got to work. We won't, you know, we'll see him out here in these joint practices. Probably won't see him, you know, against the Seahawks Saturday. Probably not against the Saints. And then you get it together, and then you go out and you play Chicago that first game, and that's when we'll see something and see how he's progressed and see how it's going on. Look, I like his work ethic. I like the way he's doing things. And look, and I'm just a partial observer.
Sure,
but you know, when the coaches are talking about him in the positive terms like they're doing right now, I think it's great, man.
Dr. Crane just sent us a video, and we kind of saw this earlier, but the Titans wide receivers and the Seahawks DBs, Burks was able to kind of cook one and get wide open. Look, that's his strength. If he can do that on a consistent basis, then I think all the worry about Treylon Burks will go away.
Can you imagine going four wide? And if Burks can tap into that potential he's got, they go four wide, who are you going to cover? And you got Pollard Spears in the backfield. Now tell me who you're going to cover. You know, you've got maybe three good DBs out there. I'll leave somebody. That's Chase, that's how the run and shoot. Miles Davis started the run and shoot because he said, I got more good receivers than you've got good DBs. You're going to cover everybody. Problem is, with the run and shoot, you leave the quarterback sometimes unprotected, and you could get back there and harass him and get all the good stuff going on like that. But I mean, this offense is – Pat Callen talked about it. We're going to move the ball. We're going to pass the ball. We'll get down the field. And then so I'm excited to see what they could do.
Absolutely. Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is and celebrity birthdays, as we always do.
Yeah.
We're live today. Titans training camp, 102.5, 106.3, the game.
Everybody on the left side of the airplane who does not know how to swim, we say to you, thanks a lot for flying Alitalia Airlines.
What in the world?
I play some music for you today on the show. You know, listen.
Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 the game. Dr. Crane always surprising us. What is this?
That was the Gaylords. They're an old band back in the day,
okay.
but they're phenomenal.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad you feel better.
I will. Yes. I'll
well
share
done.
The phone with you guys. It's a great song.
Okay.
Please do. Can't wait.
We're live at Titans training camp. Adam Vingan and Derek Mason will be out here today as well, and a couple of Titans legends. Keith Bullock is here, and is
Derek Mason.
Who is that? There's somebody else too.
Fred Taylor.
But a few others just kind of walking around. So
Josh Corey.
Josh Corey is a legend. That is for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. All right. With that, let's get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays.
All right. First on the list, we have your social.
That's Harry Douglas.
Social Security Day. There we go. We also have National Navajo Code Talkers Day, so there's that. Let's see, what else we have on the list?
That's a great movie with Nicolas Cage. That's a great movie. If you haven't seen it, it's a great movie. It's a true story. They were awesome.
I'll add that to my movie watching list. National Tattoo Removal Day.
The Germans could not break the code. Sorry.
That's okay. It's all right. National Wiffle Ball Day. We also have that. Let's see, what else here? National Financial Awareness Day, so make sure your money's all good.
Pass.
We also have National Coloring Book Day. Or, I'm sorry, Color Book Day. Excuse me.
What's the difference?
I don't know. One is, I guess.
One's a book. Shoney's. They got the color book. No, dear, they got the coloring book. They got the color book, Nani.
We've never talked about Shoney.
Sorry,
it's been all
Nick,
right.
I love you,
man. That's okay. It's all right. It's okay. Let's see. Congressional Startup Day. There you go. And then the last one on the list is National Creamsicle Day.
Oh, okay.
I love that.
Well done. All right, time for
By the way, so that's Ryan Clark is here and Channing Crowder. They do a podcast with Fred Taylor.
Oh, so that
so
is?
So that's the whole
That's the hardest crew. You've worked. I've been with you a year trying to figure out who that is. I'm
yeah,
proud of you.
Thank you.
You've been on a mission. All right, time for celebrity birthdays. You got to get these within two. First birthday today, he has looked this age for 50 years. Steve Martin. How old is Steve Martin?
Oh, my. Steve Martin, 73.
72.
79.
Wow.
Actress Marcia Gay Harden. How old is Marcia Gay Harden? Great actress.
What was she in?
A bunch of movies.
Thanks.
53. 65.
65, exactly.
Nice.
We told that's the default.
It is the default number.
Colin Cadu for our great intern. The default number is 65. Magic Johnson.
Irvin. 64.
61.
65. Little known fact. Good job, Chase. The day Magic announced that he had HIV was the same day Jack Nicholson was filming his scene in A Few Good Men of You Can't Handle the Truth.
Oh, wow.
And Nicholson was, like, really upset and was able to come back and play that scene. That was going on.
Wow, wow, wow.
Small world. Actress Susan Olsen from The Brady Bunch. She's the young one. Would that be, who's the young one? Cindy? No. Marcia? Cindy. Cindy.
63.
She is, she's 63. Good job, Chaser.
Oh, yeah.
You gave it away Chaser. There, Joe.
No, I didn't. Did not. Something happened in front of us. Halle Berry. How old is Halle Berry?
51.
48.
58. Chase, who did Halle Berry used to be married to?
David Justice.
David Justice. That's right. It's going down here. See a few more. Actress Mila Kunis. This
oh, yeah.
Meg on Family Guy, married to Ashton Kutcher.
Was on that 70s show.
Was on that 70s show.
42.
45.
41. Chase is up 4-2. It's a chaser kind of day here. Here we go. Country singer Connie Smith. She's married to Marty Stewart.
68.
64.
83. Huggy Bear, Starsky and Hutch, Antonio Fargas. How old is he?
78.
74.
6-2. The Chaser's killing today. The guy that created the Far Side, the great cartoonist Gary Larson.
Far Side?
Far Side, the cartoon. Tell me you know the Far Side.
Yeah. Oh, Far Side. Yeah. I didn't understand what you were saying. 82.
85?
74. Actor Jack A. from Sister, Sister, and 227.
Sister, Sister. Wow. 47.
54.
68. Let's get to some sports birthdays. You ready for these?
Yeah.
Rusty Wallace.
Rusty. 67.
69.
68. That's a push. Ed O'Bannon.
Oh, wow.
How old is that icon today?
Yeah. 39.
58. How old?
You broke up. Say it again.
You broke up.
Oh, 58. Sorry.
52. Workout warrior Mike Mamula played for the Eagles, went to the combine, and did the greatest workout of all time, and blah, blah, blah.
Yep. 58.
63.
51. Mike Vrabel. Today is Mike Vrabel's birthday.
The Vrabes. 52.
51.
49. 6-3. Tim Tebow. How old is Tim Tebow today?
39.
36.
37. It's now 6-4. Nick, you're in striking range. We've got two left. The famous quote from Chase McCabe, Kyle Turris is now wearing gold. How old is Kyle Turris?
Kyle Turris is 37.
33.
How old?
33.
It's a push. He's 35, and that's it. So, Chase, you win 6-4.
Good competition.
Dr. Crane, you came back. You had a chance to tie it up.
It was a good effort.
That's going to do it for us. Yeah, it is a good effort. That's going to do it for us. Adam Vintgen and Derek Mason coming up next.
Yeah, as always, to our guys out there, listen, man, we love you. It's already Wednesday. You're doing great. Need to talk to somebody on your cell phone, please dial 988. Please reach out to us. Talk to your friends, anything. I'm telling you right now, God has you on this earth for a specific purpose that only you can fulfill. It is your journey. It is beautiful, and people love you along this way. If something happened to you, I'm telling you, you'd be tremendously missed. I'm tired of going to funerals and saying goodbye to friends who don't know they're loved. Know that you're loved, okay? And we're here for you, and have a great day.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll. Willie and D-Mace with Adam Vintgen sitting in. Coming up next from Titans Training Camp, 102.5, 106.3, the game.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.